This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Paul Douglas back with you. Jor has the day off. She is flying back to the Twin Cities from Colorado. She spent a few days out there snowboarding for the first time since she was diagnosed with leukemia. Thrilled, I mean, like a little kid. Just so excited, so grateful, so thankful to be able to be on her snowboard. I'm thrilled for her. DJ, you said something in the commercial break, and I think you nailed it. Just this once, you nailed it.
Yeah,
with what you said about Valieva, this 15-year-old Russian skater. Repeat to listeners what you said to me.
Well, I think it's tragic what happened because she's been in the spotlight. She's become almost a household name for all the wrong reasons, and she's 15 years old. She can't even get a driver's license yet. And I think just what this has the potential to do for her mentally is she has to live the rest of her life now, you know, feeling like she let down people, and then, you know, she was coached and she took these substances, and that whole story for a 15-year-old who's not even close to being adult yet, I just think that's tragic, and I wonder what negative impact that'll have on the rest of her life.
Honest to God. I mean, it was painful to watch. I can't imagine what it was like for these young women. But, yeah, Valieva left in tears, didn't say a word. Inconsolable, and the coaches, I mean, could not have been any less kind in cheering her up. At one point, one of her coaches said, "Why did you let it go? Why did you stop fighting?" Meanwhile, the Russian skater who won gold said she felt empty, and the silver medalist pledged never to skate again. All this caught on camera. I mean, it was surreal watching this, and it got us thinking about mental health and the pressure on these Olympic athletes, especially young athletes. It's one thing if you're in your 20s or 30s. It's another thing if you're 15 years old. So wanted to talk to somebody who's been there and done that, and Lynn Sommer was kind enough to step up. Former Disney on Ice skater and star Lynn Sommer joining us right now on CCO. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Disney on Ice. I know you toured, what, the world? And that must have been pretty intense, the pressure on you, right?
Well, you know, being a figure skater as a young adult or young child, I should say, yeah, there are some pretty serious pressures. I'm not even going to pretend that I'm at the caliber, or was at the caliber, I should say. This was a while ago, the caliber of these Olympians that you're talking about right now. But Yeah, there was some pressure there. And yes, it was a professional figure skating show, but nothing like what these young shoulders are holding on them.
Mm-hmm. Lynn, why 15-year-old young women? I mean, I don't quite understand. There's this trend. They seem to get younger and younger. And why is that?
I agree. Well, you know what, Paul, I think there is a lot of pressure, and I can't speak for other countries. I can't speak for even the rest of our nation. I just know my little town of Stillwater, Minnesota, and what type of pressure I felt in just, you know, amateur competitions. The reason I think they get so young and why they're started so young is they haven't hit puberty. So they don't have breasts, they don't have hips, and they are able to jump up in the air and spin around faster than somebody who is 20 or 30 years old, like you were saying.
Really? That makes sense. It's a little horrifying, but good.
It is horrifying, but I remember completely growing up and training, and the minute that I hit puberty, I had to relearn a lot of jumps. I had to relearn my sense of gravity and where I was in the air as I was doing jumps. And, you know, even for spinning and footwork, your balance is off. It's not what you were growing up with. And all of a sudden you're trying to figure out these tricks in basically a new body.
I'm just curious with this whole doping scandal. And it just seems like it's Groundhog Day. I mean, we keep repeating, the Russians, for some reason, you know, keep doping their athletes, hoping they're not going to get caught. They do get caught. And I just wonder between that scandal and just the mental health of these young performers, regardless of what country you're skating for, that's a lot of pressure. Do they have counselors who can help these young athletes get through this? Do you know?
You know, like I said, I wasn't at that level of competition, and I would really hope, especially in this day and age where mental health is becoming widely talked about and discussed, which it should have been a long time ago, but I would hope that they do. And, you know, I fear that a lot of the times these young athletes aren't seeking out treatment or counseling until after they're out of the spotlight, when they're dealing with the repercussions of these detrimental things that have been happening to them for years and years of abuse, essentially. I mean, I think, you know, what these girls went through over the last couple weeks has been awful. I mean, just from the investigation and, you know,
it's
having to be up
child abuse. Lynn, it's
morning.
Child
yes.
abuse.
Yes,
I mean, I hate that. If you watched last night, you can't come to any other conclusion.
Right.
It's child abuse. And the fact that it's being televised and monetized, and wait for this commercial and we'll be back with more child abuse. I don't know. I don't have the answer, but it just seems like,
awful.
And they're talking
really
about raising, they're talking about raising the age. I mean, that's one of the suggestions is, you know, make it 18 when you're an adult. Okay.
Sure.
DJ, you wanted to jump in.
I mean, I agree. I think I agree with you, but I don't have an answer. And I think a lot of people are in that same position. I've been kind of seeing what all of my old coworkers and old skating friends are saying, and everyone is saying the same thing, that yes, this is child abuse. The adults need to be held responsible. I think the skaters, to a point, also need to be held responsible, because yet 15 is a child. When you're at that caliber and you have that sort of dedication and mindset with your skating and your career, you do know what's going into your body. So it's a catch 22. I don't know. It's hard to say if they should increase the age, because I think that the competition would change drastically. You're not going to be seeing as many, you know, of these fancy tricks and the quads and triples and all that kind of stuff. And maybe that's okay. Maybe that's okay. But in our world, it's all about that. It's all about the wow factor and what the most you can do with your body. And unfortunately, older adults, older skaters, they aren't able to physically do that, because we have so much more. We have a different body structure, and it's not as easy to spin around in the air that fast. Do I personally think that huge changes need to be made? Yes, I do, because being a figure skater and dealing with just the minimal mental health and all of the mind games that I went through, I can't even, nor would I want to put myself in those shoes. It's terrifying, and we saw a glimpse of that into that world last night.
Well, Lynn, I appreciate you stepping up and talking about the pressures that these young women and young men go through as well. Yeah. Lynn Sommer, congratulations on your Disney on Ice career. What are you doing now? I'm just curious.
I am a hospice nurse now.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, that's a tough gig, but I am so grateful for people like you that step up and help.
Well, thank you.
Help people through, you know, the most difficult transition of their entire lives. So thank you for what you do, Lynn, and God bless. Be safe.
Thank you. You as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.